Queen USA flag that you see displayed in courtrooms in America or on police sheriff badges on the shoulders or other places displaying. Is that a sign of your slavery requiring you to file and pay the federal income tax? That's the question I'll be answering tonight. My name is Paymon Motahede. I'm the founder and president of Freedom Law School, which has been teaching freedom lovers and freedom seekers since 1996 about law, your rights, the Constitution, and how to live free of oppressive taxation and control. Giving you answers on our YouTube channel, on our website at Live Free Now, that you will not find anyplace else. So let's get to that question right away. First, we're going to go, folks, on our website, on internet. I'm going to show you, this is what we're talking about. This is a yellow fringe flag that people are referring to. I'm going to zoom a little bit more for you guys. You see that? You said that flag got that yellow fringe or golden fringe around it, right? So the question is, what does this mean? What are the indications of this? Does the symbol have any real meaning on your freedoms? Let's get that question clearly answered. So we're going to go on internet, not on Google, which spies on you, and use DuckDuckGo.com. Remember, folks, Google is our enemy. Minimize using the search engine because they filter and censor it. DuckDuckGo.com is a good private search engine you should use instead. So I type in their yellow fringed flag meaning, okay? And even if you misspell it like I initially did, it doesn't matter because you're going to get the right. Some of these sites will come up, okay? So here we go. What does the gold fringe flag symbolize at areweallreallyeducated.com? You see that one. What is gold fringe flag? Understanding contract law and UN.com. See these? How about this one? You know, this gold fringe flag exposed in 1933, right? Well, folks, I have these things opened up for you. Let's go. How about this other one? About the gold fringe on the American flag, Army study guide. How about this one? Shocking secret about courtroom flags on explainable.net. So let's go. And I got these already opened up for you, the ones I've clicked. Here it is. This one is at areweallreallyeducated.com. And you see its headline is, what does the gold French flag symbolize? Here's a gold French flag. What does it mean? They're asking, right? So if you read about it, this website says that the gold French flag is historically used during times of war in maritime admiralty law, which we are in right now as well. So in other words, the gold French flag symbolizes maritime law, okay? And maritime law is a law of the sea, okay? Admiralty is military law. So basically same thing in that. In a military situation, you do whatever your commander tells you. Otherwise, he can shoot you, if necessary, on the spot for disobeying him. If you are in a ship and the captain tells you to do something, you must do as he says to make sure that the ship does not sink. He is responsible for your life and everybody else's life. So that's what this website says, is that we are in a military state of war where we got to do whatever we're told by the government in admiralty maritime jurisdiction. That's what is going on here. That's what it's stated here. So as if you continue, this website continues that the gold French flag is not the same flag that is approved for our constitutional republic in USA Code Title 4, Chapter 1 and 2. I guess that's the place it refers that it talks about. Okay. So that's supposed to, talks about this thing in more detail. So the fourth color, yellow, is not approved in the code. That's true. You'll notice the tassels hanging from the flag, yes. These are also symbolic of Admiralty Law, which is the law of the sea, as we cover that again. Now, the next flag, next paragraph continues that the flags that are hanging in our government buildings and courtrooms are actually representative of wartime and the law of the sea, Admiralty Law. Yes, we are in fact functioning in maritime admiralty law, and our court system is actually upholding a corporation that goes by the name of United States in all caps. Therefore, in other words, we are not in a republic and we are not dealing with the constitutional United States of America. Well, actually, the United States does have a constitution, but it's not the same as the original constitution that was drafted for the republic. This is why the Goldfinch flag controversy is such a big deal, because it symbolizes war. And like I said, in times of war, you got to do whatever your commander tells you. Otherwise, the enemy could win and kill us all. Okay? So that's what this website says. Well, let's do a little bit more search on this thing on other websites, okay? Here's another one of those websites I brought up. What is a Goldfinch flag? And again, this one asks, have you ever walked into a courtroom and noticed a Goldfinch flag hanging in the room? Okay? So, of course, she says, you say, who cares, right? It doesn't affect me, right? Well, this website says you should care, and yes, it does affect you. The gold fringe flag is a clear sign of a system being in place that is not the system we are taught to believe is in place. A gold fringe flag was historically used during times of war in maritime admiralty law, which we are in right now as well. That's the same words that the other website had, huh? Looks like they copied that same sentence, didn't they? Well, let's continue. Okay. So, let's see. Let's look at this next one. Says, the Goldfinch flag is not the same flag that is approved for our Constitutional Republic in USA Code Title 4, Chapter 1 and Chapter 2. The fourth color, yellow, is not approved in the code. Also, you will notice the tassels hanging from the flag. These are also symbolic of Admiralty Law, which is a law of the sea. Okay. Well, did you notice that sentence was also copied from the other website or vice versa? Just noticing, okay? So let's go to other websites, okay? Here's another website that we look up, right, on our search. The shocking secret about courtroom flags. Let's zoom on this thing a little bit more readable, okay? By J. Mark Sovereign, right? And it says, talk about the yellow fringe flag, okay? The flag displayed in state courts and courts of the United States have gold or yellow fringes, just like the one they're showing on the right side here. That is your warning that you are entering into a foreign jurisdiction, okay? The same as if you are stepping onto foreign soil, and you will be under jurisdiction of that flag. The flag with gold or yellow fringe has no constitution, no laws, and no rules of any court, and is not recognized by any nation on this earth, and is foreign to you and the United States of America. Well, that's interesting. That's a little different viewpoint or argumentation about this thing than the other one we had, right? Let's see what else it says. those of us who believe that the yellow finch flag is a law of admiralty flag, oh, like the other websites, will know all about this. For the rest of us, this will be a shocking new disclosure. President David Eisenhower signed Executive Order Number 10834 on August 21st, 1959, and have printed in the Federal Register at 24FR6865, pursuant to law stated that a military flag is a flag that resembles the regular flag of the United States, except it has yellow fringe border on three sides. Okay. So this goes on, talks about this issue, basically in more detail about you entering a foreign jurisdiction, foreign place. Okay. Well, let's look at the next place. The next website here exposed in 1933, right? A gold French flag. As shown here, it says the gold, it says what? It says the gold French flag stands for no nation and no constitution. You are under admiralty law of the sea. Misspelled the word sea. It should be S-E-A. The Holy See of Rome. Oh, that's what they mean. No constitutional law or common law of the land or civil law or statute law. Okay. And it says that we should see bar exposed page 4 for more admiralty law. Okay. Continues that the gold French flag does not set the rules of the room, but is a warning sign you are guilty and must prove you are not guilty. And it says when you see this flag, enter at your own risk. Okay. Now there's a link right here that they provide further information about it. Let's open that up, that unexplainable.net link. Open it up right now. Here it is. It came up. Wait a minute. Did you notice what I noticed? This is the same link that I just had opened just a few minutes ago. That source I just read relies on this source, which I read a few minutes ago. Is that interesting that on internet, what goes on is person A writes something, person B writes something, person C writes something, and then person C is relying on person A. They're kind of copying each other. Notice that? Now, I have not seen any laws to quote some laws to prove all this at this time yet, but that's what I'm going to search to do to provide to you if I could. So let's do one more search, though, one more place to talk about this issue. And that one is this one that became up from Army Study Guide and non-government privately sponsored website. Okay. It's not part of U.S. government, but this other one that you saw me open up about the French flag, what does it say? Let's zoom in just a little bit more, make it even easier to read. It says that the gold fringe is used on the national flag as an honorable enrichment only. Oh, he has no other meaning beyond that? It is not regarded as an integral part of the flag, and it does not constitute an unauthorized addition to the design prescribed by the statutes. Okay. Well, this is something interesting. The record of the Department of Army indicates that the fringe was used on the national flag as early as 1835, and its official use by Army dates from 1895. Okay. Now, here's the key part. There is no record of an act of Congress or executive order which either prescribes or prohibits the addition of the fringe, nor is there any indication that any symbolism was ever associated with it. Huh. No symbolism? It does not symbolize admiralty, maritime jurisdiction. It does not mean that it's related to the Holy See of Rome, the Catholic Church. Huh. Let's continue searching and reading. So this site tells us that the use of fringe is optional with a person or organization displaying the flag. In fact, here it quotes a 1925 U.S. Attorney General's opinion, okay, 34 Attorney General 483, which states, quotes, the fringe is not to be regarded as an integral part of the flag, and its presence cannot be said to constitute an unauthorized addition to the design prescribed by statute. Okay. Huh. An external fringe is to be distinguished from the letters, words, or emblem designs printed or superimposed upon the body of the flag itself. Okay. And it continues that under the law, such additions might be open to objection as unauthorized, but the same is not necessarily true of the fringe. Okay. And it gives us this other information that it is customary to place gold fringe on silken national flags that are carried in parade, used in official ceremonies, and displayed in offices. Ah, merely to enhance the beauty of the flag. Ah, that's the answer. It just makes it look prettier. That's what the top government lawyer of U.S. government in 1925 said. It's only there to make it look prettier. And it does look prettier, doesn't it? Okay. So it does say that the use of fringe is not restricted to federal government. Yeah. I can make my flag pretty. Such flags are used and displayed by our armed forces, veterans, civic, and civilian organizations, private individuals too. Okay. However, it is not custom to use fringe on flags displayed from stationary flagpoles, and traditionally fringe has not been used on interment flags. Okay. So, very interesting. I didn't know about this Attorney General opinion. Confirming that all these theories about admiralty, yellow fringe flag, and maritime jurisdiction, you're in a war, we're in a war, state of war of the United States in all caps, of Holy See, Roman See, that they're, controlling us under the jurisdiction. All that is a bunch of nonsense, folks. I heard about this theory way back in 1992-1993 when I was very new to the freedom movement. Learned about income tax being a fraud, a scam on the American people. And I heard all these theories in these seminars that were put out by experts who came and did seminars in Southern California. It's like you find them on the internet. And I didn't know who's right, who's wrong, because you could not look stuff up. Folks, when you look stuff up on the internet, you see a lot of answers from the government source itself. Look at this, folks. Okay. Here it is. This is from the Office of the United Law Revision Council, United States Court of the U.S. House of Representatives. This government's lawyers. Lawyers of Congress. Okay. Here's a page. I got uscode.house.gov. Okay. So here we are, Title IV, Flag and Seals of Government and the States. Okay, here it is, Chapter 1, Flag. You can go look it up yourself, folks, this stuff. There's nothing about the yellow fringe flag meaning anything whatsoever about the flag. If you look up, open up Chapter 2 on the seal, again, you'll see nothing there about the yellow fringe flag either. There's nothing in the Chapter 1, Chapter 2 of Title 4. Okay? So, the yellow fringe flag does not affect your rights at all. Period. It's just there for beauty. If you really want to be free of income tax fraud, here's what you need to do, my friends, instead. What you want to do is go to Freedom Law School's website and live freenow.org. Okay, here's a homepage. And you'll discover the truth about the IRS deception and robbery, and then learn how to beat the IRS deep state thieves. Keep your money. The law belongs to you. And what you do next, you should sign up for your free, absolutely free freedom education package. Do that tonight when you watch this right now. And on the left-hand side, you'll see when you sign up, all these lessons you'll get by U.S. mails. First, one package, and the rest will be emailed to you. All this and then more. All you have to do is to get started on the right side, fill out information here, and then click on the orange button here. Yes, I want free freedom education. It'll be mailed to you. And you're going to get emails of all this. Then what you do is go to the Freedom Hour on the top of the page. You click on the Freedom Hour, right? And you're going to get to this page. On the Freedom Hour, which is this recording of this Thursday night live presentation, recording of our videos. Okay. So that tells you about that every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern. The live recording is done. And then you find our YouTube link right here. You right click on the YouTube link you see here and open that link in a new tab. It gets you to our YouTube channel. There it is. Once you get to our YouTube channel, folks, what you want to do is click on the playlist. You see playlist right there on the top center left area, playlist. You click on that, open that link in a new you cannot open that link. You just got to click on it. And when you do, it takes you here to our playlist. Now, where you want to go first is on the right side, summary videos. Okay? You want to go to summary videos. Okay? You can view the full playing list by doing that. And here it is. Summary of the main definition of the United States in tax law. Watch these summaries first. And why do I say watch the summaries first? Because they're quick. Each of these is about 6-7 minutes long. You're busy. You're going to get interrupted. Watch these summaries. And in your car, play, let it play. You work it out, whatever. That gives you an overview. And then these summaries that are about 6-7 minutes long will give you links to our longer, more detailed educational videos on how to help you be free, explain income tax fraud, what's going on, what to do. I have not filed and paid income tax for 30 years. Openly. I have done annual freedom rallies and events with about 200 to 300 people every year from 1999 till 2013. Openly. I had IRS agents spy on me, come to these meetings, call me to spy on me. Okay? They summoned banks about me. Criminal Investigation Division agents summon information about me to third parties. They come at me with bogus tax claims, and I beat them. That's right. I've beaten them. Over 10 years, they came after me with all these tax liens of $700,000. I zeroed it all out. They had me under criminal investigation and other investigations parallel at the same time. Not going anywhere on any of it. They had me for 13 years looked at as being an abusive tax shelter for more, and they backed off of that. After 13 years. 13 years. And I'm telling you, there's no law requires you, my friends, to file income tax. And the income tax applies only, as you'll see in these videos I just showed you, to those of you who are citizens and residents of the United States. You, okay? And if you have money coming, by that I mean Washington, D.C. and territories. You're a citizen resident of Washington, D.C. and U.S. territories like Guam, Puerto Rico, and the like. Or you have money being paid to you from a governmental source, okay, from functions of public office source, government paid to you. From Washington, D.C., like post office workers, soldiers, military veterans, you have to file for income tax on that money only. The rest of you do not. All there for you. The law is cited exactly from the government's own website. With the U.S. Supreme Court right there backing it all up there. Don't believe me, the government, anybody out there. Read the law for yourself. And when you do that, you'll see you've been scammed. And I will show you how to be free. And I'm telling you, you have no duty whatsoever to support your enemies robbing you or destroying you. You have no legal, constitutional, ethical, moral, or conscientious duty to file and pay income tax. Zero. And I'm not worried about the government trying to come after me for a conspiracy to rip them off because it's all true. I can have it all shown to a jury of 12 Americans, just like I do right here in my presentations. And they know that. I'm not afraid of them. And neither should you be, my friends. If you let the deception work on you, you'll be afraid. But if you search and find the truth, you'll love the truth, you'll be free and confident about all this stuff. And you won't have to be a slave. You can be free. Now, at our website at livefreenow.org, folks, there's a lot more information there as well. In fact, I should take you there. What you want to do on our website, go to at livefreenow.org, go to educational materials. And there's several very good items in the menu that comes up. Click on all of them, but start with the eye-opening education, okay, which I'll open up for you. That is where all of you should start, okay? For number one, you are twice as likely to be struck by lightning than to be sent to prison for not filing 40 income tax confession forms. As incredible as that is, folks, the proof is on the bottom of that page, calculated, linked to the sources, proven for you. That's a true statement. What they want you to believe is that you are weak, that you have no power, that IRS and the government are the almighty, powerful, all-seeing, all-knowing, all-present, omnipresent. They can get you. Not true. You have the power. If you don't let the deceptions bring the fear in your heart, if you let your love of truth be your guide, like I did. When I was 29, I started this movement. I'm 57 now, and I went forward. You can do the same thing and be free like me. So on this page, you want to go down, watch the videos here. I explain this issue in more detail. And you're going to see education here that you want to slowly read. Go through everything first, and then come back and click on the hyperlinks you find here for more detailed explanations. The videos are here to give you a better explanation of all this. Okay, you can play them in your car. You got that, folks? Play them in your car. You're stuck in traffic, you're stuck in metro train. Use that dead time to educate and free yourself. Like the movie Matrix. What does Morpheus tell Neo before he jumps from his tall building all the way over there? He says, turns to him and says, free your mind. That's literally what I'm telling you, my Neos. Free your mind with this information, education, in your car. Then you can go home and get into it in more detail. Let your smartphone play on your car's audio system, okay? Again and again, and you can go stay at home and share it with your friends, right? So as you see on this page, I put many different videos on to key topics you need to know. Why did I do that? These are the long videos, by the way. They give you the explanation that you need to know, okay? So be patient. You don't have to go to the question and answer session at the end, just explanation of these issues, and you can be free. Once you do that, folks, then you can go to our website, okay, for more course packages, for more details, okay? Now, guys, give me that piece of paper. I printed out. There was a question from Michael. Remember that? He had a question about, I want to read that question for people about our packages. This guy wanted me covered on the Freedom Hour on my table from Michael. Okay. So here's the thing, folks. It's a different situation when you're 20 years old, just got out of high school a few years ago, than when you're 35 years old or 60 years old, okay? Thank you very much. So there, Freedom also brings for you a variety of options available, okay? If you're a 20-year-old, young, single, just to go to college, part-time job or minimum wage job, you should rely as much as you can on our free stuff as you can. Take your time here. You can learn from a winner who done this. So you can be a winner. So go through all that. But some of you who are a little bit over 30 now, you're starting to sell in your career. You're making higher wages. You're getting your own business going or got a business going. And you say, Paymon, I wanted to just go on with my life and my work. And I want you, with your wisdom and knowledge, to support me. That option is available also. Okay. So you can email us, by the way, with your questions. Okay. You know, you can call them. Let's put the call number on the screen, guys. You can call in right now. I'll answer questions in a few minutes. Okay? Every Freedom Hour, Thursday night, I'll answer your questions live. I answer the comments on YouTube and Facebook as well. But you can also email us your questions. And to do that, I'm going to show you what you want to do is you go to the bottom of any of our pages. At the very bottom, you see Contact Us. Right there at the very bottom, right near center. You can click on Contact Us, and the page comes up, and you can, here's our address, phone number, office hours. You can email us with your questions, right here, type it in, and I will even review up to 10 pages of paperwork about any IRS or government harassment issue. I'll review it for you and discuss its solutions for free every Thursday night, okay? So take advantage of this. So right now, what I'm going to do, right, folks, is I'm going to go over somebody who emailed me a question, for example, okay? This person says, during the Freedom Hour, please speak more on the benefits of joining the Simple or Royal Freedom Package when you currently do not have any notices or issues from the IRS or state agency. Agencies. Do the consultations also like to talk with Paymon on how to structure your future personal or business transactions in the best way to avoid future issues with the federal government? Items such as how to hold long-term investments like precious metals, buying property, or entity formation? Or are the consultations only applied toward resolving IRS and state notices? Okay. Very good questions. So Michael sent that to us. Michael, good questions. Let me address them for you this way. Okay. First, to ask your question, we need to go to our website. Okay. And here it is. You need to go to our website under course packages. You double click on that. And all the different course packages come up. The top of the line is the Royal Fury package. You click on that, open a link in a new tab, and Folks, here it is. It will offer your package. And what it does, it will, Freedom Mosque will handle all situations arising from the IRS or state tax agencies, okay, with complete civil and, if needed, criminal representation, okay, get things handled for you, okay? However, here's the thing. What you guys do not know is that in reality, your tax situation affects your job, your business, your home, your family, your retirement, your plans for buying a home and car and houses and businesses. And it all intertwines. So for that reason, I give you a limited consultation with a simple or royal fair package in all these areas that relate. So Michael, you also say, what are the benefits of joining the simple royalty package when you currently do not have notices or letters issued from the IRS or governmental agencies? In fact, that's the critical thing, Michael. The program is priced as low as I could make it because it's the only one in the whole country where anything and every issue is done for you at no extra charge. Attorneys out there charge $300 to $800 an hour for the time. I charge $600 an hour for my time. I've done this for 28 years in this field. So you can imagine, you know, in just 8 hours at $500 an hour, an attorney costs you $4,000 just for one day's work. Well, that's a renewal of the Royal Freedom Package, which is $8,000 to start and $4,000 per year, not a day, per year, anything that comes up. It is important that everybody gets in the program, though, before they get into any kind of a problem. It's kind of like you could say, Freedom Mosque IRS offers IRS insurance peace of mind. Anything comes up with them, try to harass you, steal from you, Freedom Mosque will take care of all of it for you at all costs included. After first year, only $4,000 a year right now. But you got to have no problems, no IRS letters, no notices, no state the IRS coming after you. If you come to us with that problem, guess what? Now there'll be extra charges to clean up your existing mess. So you cannot wait until you're in trouble and then say, oh, here I am. I want to join now. Come and take care of my problem. Doesn't work that way. The program is designed, everybody comes clean, we all pitch in, you know, and this association is working together in supporting each other in our freedom quests. You can read the paperwork and the website and the catalog tells you more about it. But we're here together. Everybody pitches in. Hopefully we'll never hear from these thieves at all. And we can put your funds to reach out, educate and empower American people to regain our country, our freedom, get rid of this income tax hoax and fraud forever, and the Federal Reserve banking system. However, something does come up, you're taken care of. Everybody that's not in trouble, their funds are used to protect you, to defend you, to handle your situation until it's done. And whatever it takes. That's why you cannot wait until you get IRS or state tax agency letters and then join at no extra cost. You got to come clean to join the program. About half the people that join the Royal Freedom Package, they have pre-existing problems, and about half don't. So the smarter ones are the ones that do not come with pre-existing because they don't have extra charges. Might be $5,000, $10,000 per year, possibly, for a couple, 3 years, until we can solve your problem. And that's cheap, by the way. Turns out they do not know this stuff that I do. They're playing the system. Okay? So that's what you want to join, Michael, before you have any problems. Now, the simple Freedom Package is different. The simple Freedom Package doesn't have the civil defense settlement, all the letters are done for you at no extra charge. Only on limited consultation, educational courses, of course, letters to congressmen, of course, they both have that, and the criminal legal defense fund in case they want to put you in jail, which is rare. Freedom Law School will come, get an attorney, work with the attorney to keep you free. So with a simple freedom package, if something comes up, you got to pay extra. Yes, you take the chance. IRS will not come after you for money, summoning you, okay, try to take your stuff. If something comes up, it's all going to be extra. $3,000, $5,000, $10,000 per year or more, you have to pay for. And that's my simple freedom package. It's $1,500 a year right now. It'd be $1,800 a year in renewals coming, going to be next year. So in a simple freedom package, case doesn't matter. It's always extra in case IRS comes after you or the state income tax agencies. So the other question that Michael asked was about, you know, talking to you about your questions, about your concerns with other things, future personal or business transactions, okay, and also long-term investments, precious metals, buying property, entity formation, okay. Yes, all those things, I can give you advice on those also, because I was always a math guy as a kid. I was a really good chess player, learned how to plan and think ahead. I studied finance and business and economics at California University in Long Beach. Got my degree in business with focus on economics, business, and finance. And I became a financial planner for about 7 years. I did real estate mortgages, loans for 6 months, and about 7 years of financial planning. So I know a lot about all these topics of precious metals, investments, home buying, what to do, what not to do. So all those things, you're going to get my input advice on that unlimited as well. Because if you do it right, it's better than doing it wrong. Okay. Now, on entity formations, like if you, for your business, you need a form a limited liability company, corporation, trust for your home, whatever it is. I don't do those things. I refer to other people who are professionals at that. I know a lot about it, but I don't do it myself. I give you to somebody else who does those things, who is a specialist on that. Okay? So I hope that helps you with that question, Michael. Now let's go to other questions we have live on Blog Talk Radio. Let's put the number up, guys, one more time for people that have questions. No more, no questions there. Okay. So let's put the number up for people who want to call in. They know they can call in and ask the questions. Meanwhile, I'm going to address some of the comments that are on the I see in screen in front of me right now. So how do I get that to screen? Let me see. Can I get that screen up? I got to use this alt tab, guys, right? Yeah. Yep. Okay. All right. So let me see if I can do that. We got comments here. It's on there. Okay. I need to have it go up, though, at the top. Oh, here we go. I did. Oh, thank you. All right. So how much do I charge to set up everything for everybody? Well, I'm not quite sure what you mean by that question, Junior DC. The Royal Freedom Package and the Simple Freedom Package both include complete and unlimited consultation with me if necessary, one of my volunteers, assistants. So, so it's all included in the packages. In a Royal and Simple Freedom Package. And just to give you a quick review on that, the Royal Freedom Package, as you can see on my screen, is for the first year right now, it's only $8,000 for the first year. And the annual membership renewal is $4,500 for Californians and $4,000 per year for people in all other states. Now, on the other hand, the Simple Freedom Package, which I'm going to open up for you right here, is the same except does not have the Civil Defense Legal Fund. The letter writing and response to IRS letters are extra, all of them. Okay, this was only $5,000 to start and only $1,500 per year right now as of August of 2021. So I hope that answers your question, my friend, but you're welcome to ask me more questions about that. Okay. Let's see. All right. Now, somebody says you all have to hide for the rest of your life, can't have anything in your name. Sleepy Joe, haha. Let me share this with you, my friend. IRS can take your stuff as a filer or non-filer. Yes, they can and they do. They have so much. They have this complex IRS code to be interpreted any way, you know, the way they want to. And if you don't know, you don't have a good lawyer or someone with knowledge to help protect you, at the filer they get you. In fact, according to IRS's own numbers, people that go to jail, most of them are filers. On this eye-opening education page, I have it. Go see it. There's about 104 million tax returns filed, about 70 to 80 million non-filers. Yes. People who make above the minimum amount. So out of three people, two people file, one does it in America. And not only filers are not only just double or non-filers, but over 90% of people that go to jail with the IRS are filers. And they rape filers easy because they can pick on and audit your tax returns, CBGO, so easily. Because you swore on the oath, it's all true, correct, and complete. As a non-filer, they're going to actually make a case to come after you. And that takes a lot more work. They're not gods, my friend. Stop thinking you have no power. Watch the eye-opening education videos. I go over the IRS, the paper tiger, how weak they are on that eye-opening education page I showed you. You don't have to live in fear. Let the love of truth guide you and will free you. Okay? Sleepy Joe. So, someone else says, so if tax is slavery, then is the whole world paying taxes? This guy is nuts. Well, Mr. 007 Hola, you are entitled to your opinion if you think I am nuts. But you know what? Anybody can make a crass comment and make a conclusory statement. Okay? That doesn't mean anything. Okay? The income tax is a scam and a fraud. You want to keep being a slave? You're happy being in fear, being a slave? That's your choice. If you don't want to be a slave, you want to be free? That's your choice as well. It's up to you to decide, my friends. So, let's see. Let's see if you have some other comments and questions. All right. Let's see. Okay. Now, Sleepy Joe, you said you have my premium package and you lost your house. This man had nothing to do to help you, to no defense fund, nothing. All you wanted was your money. Tell you what, Sleepy Joe, go ahead and call me. I'll talk to you. But remember this. I don't claim to be a magician. See, people like whoever Sleepy Joe is claim that just because they came to me, I can always guaranteed win against the government. They come with messes. The IRS just try to take his home, comes to me, I do my best to save his home, and I necessarily do not win. Yeah. So what? I'm supposed to be a bewitched, twitch my little nose, make it all go away guaranteed? How about the lawyers out there, Sleepy Joe? Do they ever give you guarantees? Go ask them. Is any lawyer out there guarantees they win against the IRS for you? So I worked for you and you didn't win. Well, you quit. Did you call me or not? I don't know. I challenge you to call me on this Freedom Hour live and discuss your case. I'll be happy to. Give me a heads up who you are so I'll familiarize myself with your case. and we'll discuss it. But you're either an IRS agent plant, okay, or someone trying to make me look bad, okay, or just disgruntled. Come on up. Let's discuss it. I'm happy to have you live on video next to me, zoom you in somehow, or on a call. Let's talk about your case. All right? All right. Let's see. Tim Lacey was very kind. Thank you for your kind words about Freedom Law School. Now, oh, CB Joe asked, are you an attorney, Payman, or just play one on YouTube? Well, Sleepy Joe, I've never, ever claimed to be an attorney because, unfortunately, in America, to be an attorney, you are required by law and states to go after your 4 years bachelor's degree, which I have, take 3 years of law school, which is expensive, and then pass the bar exam. Well, guess what? My dad wasn't doing well in the 1980s. I didn't want to burden him. So I became self-taught, just like Abraham Lincoln. He was self-taught lawyer like me. So I'm a lawyer and that I know law. And I teach the lawyers in the movement. I know tax lawyers that learned from me. Attorney Larry Beecraft learned from me. Tom Crowder that passed away learned from me. In California, go ask a very good lawyer, Donald McPherson in San Diego. Look him up. Beat 800 beat IRS about collection due process hearing. The tax court stuff, I teach him. Does it matter if I got that label of attorney or not, Sleepy Joe? What do you want, right? And by the way, if you're not a spy, if you were with Freedom Law School, you would have known that I'm not an attorney. So right there, you just gave yourself away as a plant trying to discredit me because all of my students know I don't ever claim to be an attorney. So why would you even ask such a question if you're ever with me? By the way, I have no such thing as a premium package, Sleepy Joe. There is no such thing. You know it's called, my top line program is called the Royal Fearing Package. You don't even know the name of the program because you work for the IRS. Well, guess what, my friend? There's better ways you can make a living than work for these liars and thieves. Believe in yourself. You will find a better job than this. Just try. Okay? All right, let's see. Got some love from Pharaoh Black God. Thank you, my friend. I appreciate that. All right. All right, let's see. We got besides Sleepy Joe's stuff, which I'm going to bypass because I spent too much time on them already, guys. I want to help you guys, not to argue with IRS agents who don't want to show their faces or voices. Okay? All right. Oh, it's Sleepy Joe. You say clean slate when you join, no pre-existing, nothing. Really? Great. Come on down on the program. You don't even know the name of the program. You say you lost your home, right? You call the premium package, right? And why are you calling if that's the case on the comments? Okay. Let's go to some of that commentary here. So John from Ireland is asking a question. And he's asking, does any of my advice cross the ocean? No, I'm afraid not. It only applies to America because the U.S. Constitution has specific restrictions on the federal government's powers to tax people that no other country in the world that I know of has such clear, specific taxing restrictions on the central government's power. In America, we're fortunate to have that. So, my friend, come on down. Okay? Do you know that there's more Irish descendant people in America than Ireland now? Yeah, so come join your family in Irish in America. Okay? Irish are great. Let's see. And I think that's all the questions we have for tonight. Okay. Thank you for watching this Porsche program. Now we're going to go for the live audience. Oh, by the way, so remember, livefreenow.org is your source for freedom. And folks, share this information with other people. Remember that. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. Get on our email list. And share this information with your friends, family members, anybody out there who wants to be free of the fears and lies, know the truth, be free, prosperous, and joyful with love. Okay? Okay, we're going to go now to another presentation I'm going to record right now live about topic of Zionism. I'm Jewish, born from Iran myself. If you're interested to know about that, folks, why as a Jewish born from Iran, Iranian American, I'm against Israel and Zionism. You hang in there and we'll start. You give me a countdown. Yeah, ready?
Can we go live in 3, 2, go.
Hello, my friends. My name is Peyman Motahedeh. I'm the founder and president of Freedom Law School at livefreenow.org, which I founded in 1996. And I was born in Iran of Jewish family, raised in a Jewish family, went to 9 years of Jewish school from first to ninth grade. Yet I'm vehemently against the state of Israel and Zionism. Why? You assume that all Jews are for Israel because that's the Jewish state, the homeland of the Jews? Not necessarily so, folks. You've been lied to and deceived about this topic of Zionism, of Israel versus Judaism. And I'll share with you why. First of all, Judaism, I want you to remember, in Jewish school in Iran, private Jewish school from first through ninth grade, I had 9 years of Jewish and Hebrew education taught to me every single year. We were taught that we, the Jews, were exiled out of Israel by the Roman Empire because we violated God's laws and commands. We were supposed to be a priest nation and choose the world to the one and only Almighty God. That was our mission as a people. Instead, we became corrupt, okay, and selfish and interested in money and focused on pleasures of today's life versus honesty, integrity, God, and love, and doing the right thing. That's why, according to Judaic teachings, we were thrown out of the promised land that God promised the Jews. And we were not to return there until the Messiah comes. This was the second exile of Jews. Okay? So that, for over 1,000 years, it was well understood that that's what Judaism is about. Well understood. And of course, Jews say Messiah has not come. Christians say Messiah has come. That's the main difference between Jews and Christians, because Christianity is actually based on Judaism. So, and we are forbidden to go and reconstitute, recreate Israel until the Messiah comes. Forbidden. So we can have all the military, financial, political forces, but we're not to return to Israel until Messiah comes. Yes, Israel was promised to Jewish people, but we broke our covenant with God. So therefore, God no longer promises us the promised land until Messiah comes. That was well understood. So what happened, folks, is a bunch of these corrupt, money-oriented that don't believe in God, believe in that money and power now is all that matters in all this life. And they're degreed in power. They don't care about killing people. The Rothschilds, the international banksters, and the ancestors who 2,000-plus years ago got a heads up in the money lending, money changing, banking business, to Renaissance and modern life, which control and own most of the major banks of the Western world, Eastern Europe, Americas, Australia, New Zealand, and the Central Bank of New York, the United States and Europe and these Western nations, they own it and control and dominate it. They won't have their one world government. They believe the way they like to interpret the laws of Judaism is that God chose us Jews as his chosen people, not to be a priest nation to introduce the one only God for people to know. They're not ungodly at all. They believe we are to be chosen to rule over the whole world till Messiah comes. That's their corrupt vision of Judaism. They think we got to rule over the world. So that is why they want to create the center of this one world government they want to create in Israel, in Jerusalem. That's why they finance Zionism. Theodore Herzl, again, 1895. That's why the Balfour Declaration was, by British given to the Rothschild, Lord Rothschild, to promise Palestine to the Jews down the road to the Zionists. And these Zionist folks have hijacked Judaism and have deceived the Jewish people, okay, and lured us into the sexiness of a big, we are an ethnic nation like other people in the world, but we're not. We're not just to be ethnic people, just to be with ourselves. There's a purpose of Judaism was to introduce the world to one God. So very few Jews today really know this stuff and are against Zionism because we've been deceived. And let me tell you something. I've been to Israel many times as a child. Most of my aunts, uncles, great aunts, cousins lived in Israel. They immigrated from Iran, 1950s through 1970s. I don't want them to be hurt. Of course not. I don't want nobody to be hurt. I love them all. Like I love all humanity, okay? But they've been deceived, and that's sad. Steal land of Palestinians, okay, by force, by political, military, and financial force, stole those people's land. The best type of this issue, what is Judaism versus Zionism, is Natura Carta International. I'll show you on my screen right now. Here it is, folks, okay? This is the website of Natura Carta International, who really believe in the Torah, which is the Old Testament. The Old Testament is called Torah by the Jews. Okay, there's a homepage on them. Okay, and you can read about it, folks. Here's his rabbis. Right here's his rabbi on this picture. He's actually a personal friend of mine. Okay, he spoke at Freedom Hall, Freedom Alley. Okay, Rabbi Weiss. These guys are more anti-Israel than any Arab or Muslim out there you can find. They hold demonstrations in New York, all across the world, to expose the fraud and lie of Zionism. Real Jews are opposed to Zionism, okay? So you can go check out their website, read more about this stuff. If you want to know about the foundation of this, about the Torah, the old religious foundation of this whole issue, you want to go to About Us link, and you go down to what our position on Zionism, and what is Zionism. You open up these links. Judaism and Zionism are not the same thing, okay? So you open up these links, folks, and here we got, read about it. What is Zionism? Judaism versus Zionism. Okay, here it is, folks. In summary, Judaism believes in one God who revealed the Torah. It affirms divine providence and accordingly views Jewish exile as a punishment for sin. Right? Remember I told you that? Being cast out of Israel is godly punishment for our sins. On the other hand, what is Zionism? Okay? Zionism rejects the Creator. That's right. The atheistic nation. His revelation and reward punishment. Okay? Among his fruits are the persecution of the Palestinian people and the spiritual and physical endangering of the Jewish people. And check this out, folks, okay? This is important. Zionism encourages treasonous dual loyalty among unsuspecting Jews throughout the world. Okay? What do I mean by that? What that means is this, folks. We are guests. Jews are guests in other countries. In Iran, where I came from, in Egypt, in America, in France, Italy, anywhere. So we're supposed to follow and support the laws and systems of that country. However, the Zionists have created this siege mentality that they all want to get us because we're just Jews. They just hate us because we're Jews. We've got to hang together, and that's the number one thing always. And they all, on top of that, that paranoia they teach us, because I had that as a child. I was taught that. They also conspire against that government there or other governments there because they put Israel first. Like in my research, the 9/11 attacks in New York were done by these most powerful Zionist Jews that also controlled the New York. They control the New York court system, New York government. They control the Bush administration, George Bush, Dick Cheney, Rumsfeld. They control all those guys. They control the media. They own the towers, the Twin Towers that came down. The media, they engineered the whole thing for their evil ends toward the goal of one world government. They want to be a top of. And they got away with it because they got all this earthly financial money powers. They give them political and media power. And folks, I believe in just telling the truth, being loving, and being good. Think good things, say good things, and do good things. Very simple. Like the Zoroastrians believe in Iran. So the problem we're having, folks, is that these Zionists are deliberately covering their misdeeds by labeling anybody that exposes them as being anti-Semite. That's a label you use to silence you. Well, don't let them silence you. Tell them when you talk to people that your Jewish Iranian-born American friend Peyman Mutahedeh, the president of Freedom Law School, he told you about this stuff. And he went to Jewish school for 9 years in Iran. He knows about real Judaism, what it's supposed to be, versus this corrupt version of Zionism. Israel is an ungodly nation. They have, if they're a Torah-based country, how come they have legalized pornography, prostitution? They have more homosexual per capita in Israel among Zionists than anywhere in the Western Europe or America. Imagine that. They claim to be godly, reconstituting the Torah-loving people of the world. Now, what they try to do, they try to label people like me as self-hating Jews. Imagine such a label, folks. The deception they use with words. Like, you hate yourself. They're very clever. In fact, these European Zionists have the highest intelligence quotient IQ in the whole world. I don't know why God did that, but he did. If you look up IQ tests, the smartest people in the world are these European Ashkenazi Jews, followed by other Jews like myself, Middle East, and Asian and North African Jews, okay, and then Orientals, okay? So they use their intelligence not to do good, not to do love, but to use it to deceive and fear. They own the Federal Reserve System, right? The banking system in America Chase, Goldman Sachs, Bank of America, Citibank, New York Federal Reserve Bank, they own it all. Okay, they own a major media in this country also. The six corporations own all the media in America. So, having said that, folks, I'm going to get you your questions on this topic. We have a call from Area Code 505. Is that correct? Okay, let's go to the call from Area Code 505. What is your first name, my friend? From Area Code 505.
William.
All right, my friend. Okay. Could you turn the volume up for me, guys, please? All right, William, what is your question you have of me, William?
Is that better? I turned on the speakerphone.
No, my guys will turn you up. No speakerphone. The guys in my studio, they will turn your volume up for me. Go ahead. Continue talking to William.
Okay. First off, do you believe in the right to travel and that can't make you get a driver's license if you're not using the roads commercially?
Well, I agree with what you said principally, but the way you worded it makes it difficult for me to give you 100% yes.
Yeah, I understand.
I agree with the right to travel issue. I know about that very well. I've researched it a lot for many years. Remember, I've been at this for 28 years. Yes. The
okay,
laws
so
were made
that's number one.
Control people for
number,
yes, sir.
That was number one. Number two was about deep state. Is the organized crime department have to pay taxes to the IRS because they're part of Washington, D.C.?
Does the organized tax department, what do you mean?
No, organized crime. Does organized
crime pay taxes?
Organized, like as in, you know, connected with elected officials.
Okay, what about them?
Well, they have to pay income taxes, right?
Yes, they do. Federal government workers have to pay income tax, yes.
Yes, so if you're the mob and you're running drugs or booze, you have to pay taxes because to the IRS.
Okay, yes.
Because my grandfather used to prosecute people because they didn't pay their taxes to the United States.
Okay. So what's your question on me?
So my question would be, finally, is there on the Admiralty flag law, there is no way a judge can claim any type of special privileges to her court other than what's in the books, right?
Yes.
If you are actually prosecuted with driving up with an invalid license or no license or driving on a suspended license because somebody suspended it, if you're not actually in the position of driver, according to the law, you're employed, then they have no case, right?
Hold on, William. Listen, my friend. I love you and I appreciate you calling. But this is not the time for you to give me and everybody else a lesson on right to travel and related issues you try and say. The purpose of this time is to answer your questions on topics. Yes, sir. So what's your question you have of me?
The last question was, do you know what Title 18, Subsection 221 and 222 are? I would love to watch a course on what you think about it.
They're conspiracy to deprive you of your rights under federal law, under color of law. I know, of course, I'm familiar with those. Yes, of course, under color. It appears to be law, but it's not. So what other question do you have? Well, I mean, you're testing my knowledge, it looks like. Do you have a question to help you? The question answer is not to see how much knowledge I have. I'm here to help you and others that have questions answer your, to help you live free, my friend. How can I help you live free?
You can help me for free is pray for me to actually get off my stump here and do what God wants me to do.
Okay.
Can you open a business in every county in America and claim it as one business?
Why wouldn't you?
Well, that's what I was just wondering if you could possibly do that. Open a business in every county. Without having to pay all kinds of weird taxes to everybody.
Well, I don't know about that issue. Yeah, you can get sales taxes, property taxes, all kind of tobacco alcohol taxes they have. But anyhow, William, if you have no questions to me, my friend, I'm going to go with the comments about anything topic of tonight, Freedom Hour or IRS or our government harassment of you. I'm going to put a question on, you, on YouTube.
Yes, I got one more question for you. Have you heard of the Los Lunas Decalogue?
Have I heard of what?
The Los Lunas Decalogue.
Los
the oldest
Lunas.
Ancient stone.
No, I have not.
Okay, so it's in Los Lunas, New Mexico. It's a boulder about 80 tons, about the small size of the keel of a boat, a rowboat, would be where somebody put the Ten Commandments in 759 BC, September 27th. In stone, here in New Mexico.
All right, well, listen, my help, took notes of that. We're going to look it up, my friend. Thank you for sharing. Let's look it up, guys, and tell me more about it afterwards, okay? Thank you for calling, William. I appreciate you being with us and listening and asking some questions of me. Let's go to some of the comments question we have on our YouTube channel commentary. Looks like we have no questions in there, do we, guys? Okay, we have no questions there? Okay, very good. All right, then. Well, folks, I want to especially thank the everybody for watching and listening. And remember, Freedom Law School is here to help you live free now. Go to livefreenow.org. Seek the truth, and the truth shall set you free. And I'll be there in your corner whenever you're ready to get with Freedom Law School. I'll be there behind you as well. Thank you. Have a good night.